Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees.
Working on the controller, maybe? Whiskey, Sierra, Sierra.
Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Partly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Partly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Partly sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Partly sunny. 50 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees.
WADJ listening.
Transmitting station from WA-FFR. I can catch your call sign, but I hear you loud and clear.
Roger that. This is Kiera for Delta Juliet. Angel, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I just picked up a 30-foot antenna tower that someone on my fire department had break off of her house and was like, if you want it, you can have it. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. So I'm looking forward to getting that thing up and putting my base station antenna up and getting it 30 feet in the air. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Well, that's a great thing. Those extra feet for those antenna for the FM, I mean, they are amazing. And you're right. The tower as a present is a good gift. You should make the best of it. Are you just going to put a beam antenna or just you're going to run a vertical antenna?
Another ham built me a quarter wave antenna with radio, so it's ample. So I'm just going to stick it up on that tower, drill the tower up into the tower, hook up my coax, and call it good.
That is awesome. That is great news. And where are you located, as you say?
I'm mobile right now, but my home QTH is just south of Lapeer, Michigan.
Roger that. Mine is in Midland, and I'm in 75 going south now.
I think I might have been to you before when I first got my license.
You got a Yakuza driving crazy on the road, you know, like you need to be talked about. People don't respect driving anymore, you know?
Tell me about it. My job is driving all day, so I deal with these same people.
Yeah, Roger that. I think we spoke maybe about 8 months ago, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah, it was probably, I think, around April, end of April, beginning of May, last time I spoke, because I remember not long after I got licensed, I was making contact. I was sitting up in the Meyer parking lot at like 11 o'clock at night, and I remember you're the only one from Midland I've ever talked to. That's how I kind of recognize you. I was talking with a guy from Lansing and a couple others.
Roger, Roger, that is awesome. I remember that day. Absolutely, I do remember that, you know. And it was an amazing day because you got your license, and that is a great accomplishment, you know. So that is all good. So how you been doing since then? You can continue to enjoy it at all?
Oh, I love this hobby. I still got to stop procrastinating and actually get my my general, so I can get on the high-frequency bands. So I've been procrastinating on that, but there's also other stuff. But I got a base station established, and now I got a free antenna tower that's really going to enhance my base station. So I'm looking forward to it. My mobile setup's basically complete. My handheld tied into a MAC mount. It's working fine, so I'm just going to keep it as is and then focus on getting my general here and then branching off into high frequency.
Oh, you will enjoy that very much. I enjoy HF. I really do. I mean, I've been meeting people all over the country, and I have good friends even all the way in North Carolina that we get to get together, you know, called the Friendly Bunch. That is on 3.919 frequency. Every night we get together. And it is amazing how you get to meet a lot of people from all over, you know.
I was waiting for you to say that, the Friendly Bunch. No, you just confirmed my suspicion, because field day, I was at the club, and I was scouring the bands looking for contacts, and then I stumbled across your guys' little meeting there. And I was like, I know I recognize that voice, and I recognize the town he's in. But I didn't know for sure if it was you, and you just confirmed what I've been thinking.
That is awesome. I appreciate that. What is your call sign again? Go ahead.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, W8FFR. And I was using the club's call sign for field day, which is why you probably didn't recognize my call sign.
Roger, Roger, that's so I remember that, Whiskey A, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. And if you want to go to my QSA, you're driving too, forget it. But I would make note of that one, about Whiskey A, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. And if I got a pen, I would write it down. Because from now on, every time I'm on the air, I'd be calling you.
I'll listen for it. And once I get into high frequency, I'll be sure to get on... I believe that's, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's 60 meters, if I do the quick math. I think I might focus on that band for my first one, just because your guys' net is on there.
Yeah, you know, you went on the 80 meters, that's frequency 3.919.
Well, conveniently, I just got a 30-foot antenna tower that I could put a HF antenna on the top of. And then I can just install a little bracket and run my 2-meter antenna off the side of it.
That's what I love about this hobby, right? Everybody got ideas, just play with them, and that's why you make the hobby exciting, you know? And that's what it's all about. I call the amateur radio people crazy scientists. They are scientists, mad scientists, every single one of them.
Oh, yeah, I still want to attempt to use a radio while hooked up to a chain link fence. One of the little poles that hold the chain link fence up. I was talking to a ham about it, and in a pinch, if you need to throw up an antenna, that's a way how you can do it. It's crazy, all the ideas people have, and all the MacGyvered ways people make antennas and start making contact. I love it.
I love that too. That is interesting. That is pretty good. This is Whiskey Era for Delta Julia for ID purpose. But yeah, no, I love it. I really do. And the people that you need, they are incredible, man. You never know. You see, an old guy, just because he's 80 years old or 90 years old, they're amazing, the technology they got in their head about radio. What they're able to do and achieve is incredible. Because I'm lost still. I'm extra, and I'm just all reading, but no practical. And I want to become practical on everything. But that for sure would take time, you know?
Yeah, what I really love about the hams is their friendliness and their willingness to help. I mean, my neighbors have let me borrow their standing wave meters before. My neighbor offered to help me put the antenna up and get it rigged. I've had other hams. I mean, one ham built me an antenna to help me out, and I bought a power supply and 100 foot of coax off of him. And, yeah, it was, and now, yeah, there's just a lot of cool people and just people willing to help, especially us new guys who are just getting into the hobby. I really love it.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, and the people at the club, they are good people too, man. Some of the guys out here, they like to go to breakfast a lot and spend time with each other, and it's good. It's good company, especially as you're getting older. You know, the friendliness or friendship around you start to be depleted. But the ham radio people, they are always available, you know?
It's also convenient in my club here. My across-the-street neighbors are also licensed hams. And they have, oh, man, the amount of antennas and wires they have in their yard for all their different frequencies. I get a kick out of it every time I drive by their house. But it's like, it's cool that my neighbors are hams. There's another ham not even 2 minutes down the road from me. And there's other hams relatively close to my house, so I'm in a really good position. I think it's awesome.
W8ADJ with W8 Foxtrot Romeo. Yeah, no, my dear friend, it is all exciting. And meet guys like, man, they are just a fountain of information. And when you get to the HF, I mean, you're going to find a lot of great people in that area, too, with different ideas, different combinations, different antennas, different... It's a constant competition kind of thing. No, in a friendly fashion, you know, we'll get the better one out there. And I'm meeting the people running without power and running with the people who love to run with power. And I'm enjoying both camps, you know. People that like to roll those amplifiers and people that hate the amplifiers. But it's all good, though. So, back to you.
W8SFR station ID. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into high frequency because ultimately, I mean, I love VHF, but high frequency is why I got into radio so I could talk across the country and across the world. And I've been a radio nerd ever since I was a kid. And I had those cheap little radios that you can get from, like, Walmart or Dunham's. And I was always disappointed because I didn't understand at the time that, no, those are not CDs. And I could not talk to truckers, and I was disappointed. And there was never, and I'm out in the country, so there was never anyone to talk to over the radio. So now I'm actually in a hobby where I can talk to people over the radio, and it's awesome. I mean, I've been having a conversation with you now for, like, what, 15 minutes, and I'm enjoying it. So, yeah, this is, yeah, I love this hobby so much.
He does. He makes the highway friendly, too, because at least you're communicating with somebody, right? It's not boring.
Yep, still haven't made a contact on the national calling frequency. I'm going to. I did catch one guy, but he was out of range. He was unreadable, and he was only accessible for maybe 30 seconds. So I'm not counting that as a contact, but haven't made anyone yet, but I'm going to.
Look at that. This repeater and ABBR is a good connector. Got a good footprint, I think, too.
All right, well, I hate to cut the combo short, but I am at my destination. I got to go return something to the store. And then my next place I got to go is literally right down the road. So once I finish up with all these and on my way back, I'll hop back on the radio. But thanks for the QSO, and I did forget the prefix of your call sign. So something 8 Alpha Delta Juliet from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo. I'm sending 73s. Have a wonderful weekend. And if you're still out there, I will be back on the radio. I am clear on your final.
Roger, Roger, that is Whiskey 8. You cannot forget to Whiskey 8, Alpha Delta Juliet with Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. 73, my friend. Talk to you soon if we're still in frequency. I'll be here. Have a good day.
KE8OOK Mobile, we are up and monitoring. KE8OOK Mobile, looking for the siren net. Is it up yet? Over.
Jason calling. This is KE8ZPT. I'll take the net starts till about noon, sir.
Okay, Chase, go wait for another 2 minutes before you take the call-ins. Over.
Normally, they don't start the net till about noon, so I don't know if he's on here early or not. I haven't heard anything from him yet.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything either. I just came up. I'm headed to number 64. Over.
Understood. I'll be clear monitoring, and hopefully they have the net today. This is KE8ZPP.
This is KE8OOK. We are standing by and monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees.
This is the GCARES Outdoor Siren Test Net. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net opens at noon. The test begins at 1. This net is hosted on the WHCMN 14738 and 14678 repeater infrastructure in all links to Central Michigan Emergency Network. This net is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Break.
KE8OOK, looking for the net controller.
Oh, okay, I'm trying to read my preamble. Can I finish that?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
A siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. A list of sirens can be found at gcares.org/sirens. My name is Tim Tango India Mary. My call sign is WM8A Whiskey Mary 8 Alpha, and it will be Net Control. If you'd like to participate, please call Net Control.
This is KE8OOK, looking to check into Net Control with a siren number. Over.
Okay, I got you in there.
I'll be looking at number 64 on Lemon Road. Over.
Siren number 64, that was checked actually last month. Would you mind going to 65, which we haven't seen that one in a couple years actually. That one is just down the street. 65 is west of Dye, and east of Elms, and that is on the north side of West Lennon, 6122 Lennon Road, 6122 Lennon Road. Would that work for you?
Sure will. 6122 Lennon Road, headed there now.
Okay, I've got you en route to number 65, 6122 Lennon Road. Thank you. Open for next station, calling in, WMAD.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa. I'm based in Flint. You got any sirens that need to be checked, sir? Over.
Patrick, hold on just one moment as I catch up with you. I'm going to see what I have here. Patrick, I've got one that we haven't seen in a while. It's over off of Chicago, and it's at the point there, off of Chicago and Larchmont. So it's actually on Chicago at the Stocker-Larchmont point there at the triangle. It should be right there at that triangle. We haven't seen that in over 2 years, and the actual address comes up as 3117 Chicago, 3117 Chicago. It's siren number 7. Is that one you could take?
Yes, I'll be en route to that one. That's 3117 Chicago.
That is correct. So it's right there at the Triangle Island at Chicago, Larchmont, and Stocker. You can't miss it. If you take Ballinger to Chicago and go east, it's about one triangle. it's another triangle to the east, northeast kind of. You can't miss it. Give Net Control a call back if you lose your bearings, so.
All right, so this is KAGCC en route.
WMAD, standing by.
Net Control, W2MSU.
Good afternoon, MSU. Did you have a general area or something you were hunting?
Net Control's discretion. Throw me somewhere.
I'm going to send you on over to 3500 Hill Road, 3500 Hill Road. That's going to be at the corner of Hill and Jennings. Hill and Jennings, and at the across the street from the fire hall, and it basically in front of Hill Road Church right there. Is that one you could take?
Siren 90. I got it, sir.
1207.
Yeah, 5 ING.
Good noon, Mike. What were you thinking?
Well, I want to head down to watch Bikes on the Bricks. I guess I can grab that one by the bus station there. I think it's 51.
101 East Court, 1401 East Court, right over by the bus station. You've been there before. I'll show you en route.
Thank you, sir. KM5INT.
Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima, turn next.
Good afternoon, Eric. What is your pleasure today?
Just wondering where you are in most needed. I'm looking at the map here, and looks like got some sirens in the Montrose area that might need some attention to.
I'm looking at siren 84, siren 84, 7296 Dodge Road, 7296 Dodge Road. It is west of Elms, east of Moorish, And it's been over a year since we've seen that one.
Okay, that all the size went in and out.
WMAD.
AVPL.
That controls the AVOI. Go ahead, AVOI.
This is record, I'm at Siren 99.
Siren 99, 8091 West Carpenter. 8091 West Carpenter has got you slated for that. And if you could, if you get any takers on your net, if you could advise, so I'm not bipping. What do you have today?
I had one check. In the gallery.
You did have a taker on your net? This is the GCARES Outdoor Warning Siren Test Net. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net opens at noon and the test begins at 1. The net is hosted on the WHCMN 14738 and 14678 repeater in Fenton, and both are linked to the Central Michigan Emergency Network infrastructure. This net is open to all local amateur radio operators in Genesee County. Break. The siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. The list of sirens can be found at gcares.org. My name is Tim, Tango India Mary. My call sign is WM8A, Whiskey Mary 8 Alpha, and I'll be net control. If you'd like to participate, please call net control, WM8A from Genesee County, 911.
KEA-OOK, the net control.
Go ahead.
We are on site at Siren 65. Over.
I show you on site at 1215. WMAD.
N8HKV.
Good afternoon. HKV, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Any unchecked sirens you might have.
Did you have an area that you wanted to stick to, or were you pretty flexible?
I'll make it pretty flexible for you if you have a specific need.
I do. I've got Siren 63, 1456 West Bristol Road. 1456 West Bristol Road. That is... It's going to be over in that plaza there over by Auto. If you park on the north side of the road across from KFC, you'll see it in that plaza next to AutoZone. You should be able to get eyes on it. Again, north side of the road, just east of Van Slyke, about an eighth of a mile.
Okay, you broke up a little bit. You said it's a plaza. Next to KFC?
It is a plaza across the street from KFC, and it's in the plaza on the north side of the road next to the AutoZone, and you'll see the siren in front of the parking lot there. It's on the north side of the road just east of Van Slyke.
Copy that. En route. N8HKV.
WMAD.
AE8 and ZTP to net control.
Go ahead.
I'm on site at the Chicago Siren.
Very good. I'll show you on at 1218.
Give me a list of here.
Go ahead.
Is that Tim?
SWR, did you want to check in to the Genesee County Outdoor Warning Siren Test Net?
No, I wasn't sure you still had that going on. Sorry, Tim. I'm just listening here. I won't be able to help today. I'm out of the area, so. KBSWR.
Folks, that's the great KBSWR. There's a lot of work keeping the Central Michigan Emergency Network up and running, climbing towers, fixing stuff, updating things, taking out old equipment, putting new equipment in, fixing equipment. So we thank him for all his efforts.
Thanks for the recognition, Tim. Appreciate it. Hope your test goes good today. KBSWR, let me know if there's something you need. Tim, do you want me to do, disconnect that GMRS node?
That would probably be helpful for Lance. Yes, please, ABLA.
Have Lance make the announcement there, would you, and I'll disconnect it. KBSWR.
KBSWR, this is ABLA.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want me to announce something on the GMRS?
Probably don't have nobody from outside the area other than Bob just checked in, so it probably doesn't matter, right?
I've had two people from out of the area, or, well, four people actually.
All right, I just disconnected it, so carry on. Keep it up, the beer.
All right, thank you. Maybe
this is the GKR Talk. Siren Test Net. This net convenes in the first Saturday of the month between March and October. This net opens at noon and the test begins at 1. This is hosted on the W8CMN 14738 in Burton and 14678 in Fenton, all linked to the Central Michigan Emergency Network infrastructure. Break. A siren report consists of a visual of this siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. A list of sirens can be found at gcares.org/sirens. My name is Tim. My call sign is WM8A, and I'll be net control from Genesee County 911. If you'd like to participate, please call net control. And if you're not near a radio and you're hearing the sound of my voice, you can also text a siren report to 810-314-7380. And today we are also piloting a net on the GMRS flip repeater, 462-7250. So multiple opportunities to get involved in this net and to participate. WM8A net control.
Enjoy.
W8FFR, mobile and monitoring.
Are you checking into the Genesee County Siren Test Net?
I didn't realize there was a net going on, but sure.
I got you here for the check-in. Are you local to Genesee County? Would you like to see a siren today?
I'm actually in Lapeer County over by Hadley.
All right. Yes, worth a try. Thank you for the check-in. Have a great rest of the afternoon.
GC73. KAEPL to net.
Go ahead.
You can show me to Siren 84.
Are you on or are you en route?
En route, on my way.
I show you en route at 1235, WMA.
N8HKV, to net control.
Go ahead.
On location, Siren 63.
I show you on at 1238, thanks for coming out. All right, we're about 15 minutes away from the September edition of the Genesee County Siren Test. I want to thank everybody for coming out this afternoon. We still have just a little bit of time for some last-minute assignments. Please call Net Control if you'd like to participate.
KF5 INC. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tim, I forgot to call on location. I'm here.
No problem. I show you on at 1250. W2MSU from net control. W2MSU from net control.
Net control, Whiskey 2, Mike Sierra Uniform.
Are you on? Just wanted to check on you, Ray.
Show me at location, Siren 90.
1255. We are 4 minutes out from the September Siren Test. Just want to thank everybody for coming out this afternoon. Next October will be our last test of the month, so keep that in mind. And as always, this month we tried a pilot to try also a separate net, landed a separate net over on the GMRS 7250. We tried that today, and we're going to pilot that again next month. As always, if you are not a radio or have a general public friend that would like to participate, they can text the siren report to 810-314-7380, 810-314-7380, and that goes into a box that will just be a voicemail, and you can either text that or send a message. Show a, typically we like to see a video of the siren and let us know the location of it. If you can't, if you're not near a radio or part of the general public and would still like to participate.
K-8-E-P-L to net.
Go ahead.
You can show me on, yeah, 784.
1257.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
All right, the siren should be winding down. Let's just give a couple more minutes and then I'll start taking reports. Stand by, WMAD. All right, we'll start with K8OOK. How'd it go at Siren 65?
65 rotated, but I checked the equipment with my binoculars. It was, did everything it was supposed to. It was K8OOK.
That was a fully functional report?
Yes, sir. I don't know. I don't, haven't quite got all the terminology down yet, Tim. Over.
Okay, so it it sounded and rotated just fine, correct?
Affirmative.
Thank you for that. Thank you for coming out this afternoon. Appreciate it. Let's go to Patrick. How did it go over at Chicago at Siren 7?
Siren 7 is fully operational with tone and rotation.
Thank you, Patrick, again for coming out this afternoon and participating. W2MSU, how'd it go with Siren 90?
Net control, Siren 90 is fully functional as tested.
Thanks for coming out this afternoon, Roy. Have a great rest of the weekend. KF5INT, how'd it go with Siren 51?
Siren 51 working fully functional.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. Eric, how'd it go with Siren 84?
Siren 84, fully functional as tested.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great rest of the weekend. ABY, how'd it go over at Siren 99?
Siren 99, fully functional. No check-ins on the GMRS net, so nothing there. So ABY.
Thank you for at least
trying it out for our pilot. Someday we're going to begin all kinds of check-ins over on that net as well. And at HKV, how to go at Siren 63?
Siren 63, fully operational, tone and rotation. N8HKV.
All right, that brings me to the bottom of the list. I called in a report. You can do so now to WM8A. Go ahead, Tim. OOE, go ahead.
KB8OOE, is this, is the Pitt County included? I'm in Columbiaville, and I just went off.
Yeah, this is just the Genesee County net.
Thanks, KB8OOE. KB8.
That station, you weren't holding the repeater open. Can you try again? Go ahead.
That's for what it's worth. I think that's the first step of the month that
I'm sorry, I didn't get any of that transmission. You're still into the noise floor.
I'm sorry. Station number 67, Siren 67, fully functional as tested. Fully functional as tested.
I had PAX on there for his report of Siren 67, fully functional as tested. Thank you for that report. Any others that I have not yet taken a report for?
KDCZ, yes. Can you hear me any better now?
Much, much better. Go ahead.
All right, had to figure out how to change the power level on this, but I forgot that it was first of the month, but for what it's worth, I could hear both sirens and Davison from my house here.
Were you over near Mapleview? I need that one checked. That's the Fenton Township one, south of 69.
We are by Davison High School. By Whitey's there in Davison and the one at the high school.
All right, well, let's see if we can't get that that one checked next month. I'll send you a reminder. Thanks for the check-in, Chris. Have a great rest of the weekend. Any other stations before I close out the net? Nothing good. All right. Here's Outdoor Warning Siren Test Net. This net convenes on the first Saturday of the month between March and October. That opens at noon, and the test begins at 1, first Saturday of the month. This net is hosted on the WHCMN repeaters 14738 in Flint Burton and 14678 in Fenton. Both are linked to the Genesee County infrastructure provided by Central Michigan Emergency Network, and we thank them for the use of the repeaters. A siren report consists of a visual inspection of the siren to ensure it has both tone and rotation when applicable. A list of sirens can be found at gcares.org. My name is Tim. My call sign is WM8A, and I've been net control. Break. If you're not near a radio, you could text a report to 810-314-7380. Please let us know your name, call sign, and the location of the siren that you saw. This is WM8A from Genesee K91, and I'm now going to return the repeater back to normal use. Thank you, everybody, for their participation today. Good. Have a great weekend. WM8A clear.
Tim, you want to ask them and make sure they're not having any issues with that weather computer while you're there?
I think we're going to, I did get some feedback on that. We're probably just going to have it reset. Put it on a schedule to have it reset maybe every other week or something.
Okay. Give me a call or PX when you get a minute, then. Thanks. Anyway, yes.
WM8A.
WM8A, WM8A, this is K8EPR. WM8A, WM8A, K8EPR. Are you still there, Tim? Nothing heard. K8EPL out.
Calling station. He hasn't closed the net yet. He's probably just stepped away. I'd try him again in a couple minutes.
Okay. I was just wondering if they're going to still go to Hill Road Bar and Grill afterwards.
Copy. He'll be back in effect.
WM8A, WM8A, this is K8EPL. K8EPL mobile.
NGYU. Sure hope you're giving them tomatoes canned in that garden. Kills for the year, Vicky. NGYU, and if you're not busy, say hi. If you are busy, then NAGLC, NAGYU, you're on this, or are you busting your pump trying to get your tomato can? Because you're back. Pump is still sleeping. You had a late night. NAGYU, 7-3, Vic, if you can hear me. Bye.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees.
Journeyman one time named Denny, but that was 1970.
What's the call?
Chevrolet Saginaw Manufacturing. That was the school I went to.
Yeah, but what is your call and your name?
Name is November 8th, Lima, Oscar Uniform. Name is Lou, last name is Stemtek, S-T-E-M-T-E-K.
Yeah, okay, Luke. Well, yeah, I sort of fit that description. How you been?
Doing well, Ben. Doing well. Are you?
Oh, no complaints. We're retired, just working on the radio today.
Nice, cool day. A good day for it. Yeah, I've been retired for, it'll be 25 years at the end of the month.
Well, you beat me by quite a ways. What happened was I was fiddling with the radios and I did not hear your call or name when you first came back, and all I caught was the end of the transmission. So it wasn't that I'm confused, I just didn't have the information.
Yeah, I didn't wait long enough for the link to get caught up either. So probably a little bit onus on my end also. And it's all you.
Okay, very good, Lou. Yep, somewhere in my factor, there's a journeyman card.
Yeah, it used to be 25 cents in your journeyman's card, you get a cup of coffee, but you can't even do that anymore.
Nope, not at all.
I have not seen anybody out of the old plant in a long time.
Yeah, well, same here. And,
I had a couple of them come to my office years back, but even that has quit. And of course, I'm retired now in 2010, so it's been a while.
Well, congratulations on that. Maybe sometime on out your way, I'll try to get a hold of you, and we can go out for coffee, meet you at McDonald's or something.
Okay, very good. Might do better by dropping me a note through the Zed there. My email is good. I don't carry 2 meters with me. I just happen to be working on this handheld today, Lou.
I've got one in the truck, and it's the only time it's on is when I travel. So, yeah, I'm not on it very often. I will look you up on Zed and send you a note.
Okay, very good. Well, glad you checked in. Glad to hear at least one person from the old plant. And, of course, a lot of the older fellows we knew back then, they're all gone now. So we're getting fewer and fewer, Lou. NLOUK8DO.
Thanks for the chat, Denny. I look forward to getting a hold of you down the line. K8DO, NLOU.
NLOUK8OZK.
K8OZK, NLOU.
Hey, Lou. Frank.
Hey, you're sounding good. You're sounding real good.
Yeah, I put a 2980 in the car with that dual band antenna, but I'm headed to the swap on the 14th.
Sounds good. I don't know if you knew Dean's wife, Beth, was having some issues.
No, I didn't hear anything. What's up?
She's been having some issues. She's been in the Midland Hospital for a while. I don't know if she's still in. I haven't checked with Dean in a day or two.
All right. I didn't hear anything.
And that's about all I know. I won't say much more on the air.
And I'll see you at SWAP, KC8OZK.
KC8OZK, NLOU. Talk to you later, Frank. Thanks for the contact.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 58 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, partly sunny, 59 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 58 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 58 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 49 degrees.